Swiggy, Zepto, IMEI move Karnataka head C against state's Gig Workers Welfare Act.
Persistent punished after Nagaro Bai.
Zerodha's investment banking foray.
Government's warning on AI tools.
Prosus's India FY26 revenue rises on PayU's performance.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with an important development just coming in. Several major platform companies, including Swiggy, Zepto, Urban Company, Eternal, and industry body IMEI, have moved the Karnataka High Court, challenging the state's Gig Workers Act.
That's right. The companies argue that the Centre's Societal Security Code already provides a national framework for gig workers and say Karnataka's law creates an overlapping regulatory system with additional compliance and welfare fee obligations.
The challenge comes just as Karnataka begins implementing the law, including a 1% welfare fee on gig worker payouts. The matter is yet to be listed before the High Court. Moving on, let's begin with our top story, and we're talking about one of the biggest deals in Indian IT this year. Now, Persistent Systems is acquiring Germany's Nagaro in a 1.27 billion euro deal, creating a combined company with annual revenue of nearly $2.9 billion and more than 46,000 employees.
Now, strategically, it's a big leap. The merger will make Persistent India's seventh largest IT services company and significantly strengthen its AI engineering capabilities and presence in Europe. But there is a catch.
While the deal is big, investors aren't convinced, at least not immediately, which is why the markets literally punished Persistent in trades today. Persistent's shares fell more than 11% after the announcement over the weekend, as markets worried about the high acquisition price, integration risks, and margin dilution.
Yes, analysts have also pointed out some red flags. They say the long-term logic is strong, but execution will be key. Integrating a company that's almost two-thirds Persistent size is no small task.
There's also an interesting founder story behind Nagaro. The company started as a 15-member startup in Delhi back in 1996. Nearly three decades later, it has grown into a Munich-headquartered global engineering firm with more than 18,500 employees across 40 countries.
Now, this isn't just another acquisition. It's also the story of an Indian startup that started quietly, became a global tech company before coming full circle through one of India's biggest IT deals.
All right, moving on from IT services to capital markets, Zerodha is preparing to enter a completely new business.
That's right. The company, India's largest brokerage, has applied to SEBI for a merchant banking license, which would allow it to manage IPOs, rights issues, follow-on public offers, and even other capital market transactions.
The application is currently under review. If approved, it would mark Zerodha's expansion beyond broking into investment banking.
Yes, the move also comes at a time when India's IPO market continues to stay busy, as we all know. Along with Zerodha, a dozen other firms have also applied for merchant banking licenses, including Societe Generale Securities and InCred Capital.
Earlier this year, SEBI also tightened the rules for merchant bankers by increasing capital compliance and governance requirements. So if Zerodha gets the green light, it could soon be competing in another fast-growing segment of India's capital markets. Next up, artificial intelligence is becoming more common inside government offices, but officials are also being reminded where not to use it.
Yes, government organizations have begun issuing internal advisories asking employees not to use unapproved external AI platforms for official work, especially when handling confidential or sensitive information.
The concern is that government data could unintentionally be exposed to third-party AI services.
Now, the guidance follows recent warnings from Certain, which said AI is making cyber attacks faster and more sophisticated.
Along with restricting unapproved AI tools, organizations have also been asked to strengthen multi-factor authentication, patch vulnerabilities more quickly, and conduct regular security audits. Now, finally, Prosus has reported strong numbers for its India business in FY26, mainly driven by improving performance at PayU and continued growth across its startup portfolio.
Yes, the Dutch technology investor reported India revenue of $781 million for FY26. This was up 13% year-on-year. And PayU also achieved an important milestone by turning EBITDA positive this year. So with this helped by growth in both its payments and credit business for Prosus.
PayU processed $90 billion in payments during the year, while its credit business also swung to profitability as the company shifted towards a partnership-led lending model.
Prosus also highlighted deeper collaboration across its India portfolio. PayU is now processing significantly higher payment volumes for companies like Swiggy, Meesho and Ixigo.
Speaking of Swiggy, food delivery more than doubled its EBITDA during the year, although those gains were offset by continued investments in Instamart.
Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more tech and startup news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.